Hi, and welcome back to the Convergently Speaking podcast. I'm really happy to be back with you guys. It's been, well, longer than I would have liked, but I'm back on the horse. I've actually been thinking about this podcast for a while now and just mulling over a few and talking with a few friends about this topic. And the topic I want to talk about today is what I'm calling unconventional masculinity. Not entirely comfortable with that language, but it gets the point across, I think. When I say unconventional masculinity, what I'm thinking about is men, and can be boys as well, who show up in their maleness in a way that is unconventional, which is outside of the bounds of what we have traditionally thought masculinity entails, how it looks. And this can involve a whole range of different things. I'm not talking about one particular expression of masculinity that is outside of the norm, but rather any expression which doesn't fit inside of what really is quite a narrow conceptualization of what it means to be a man or what it means to be masculine. I was actually talking to my father-in-law, who's a clinical psychologist, about this topic quite recently. He suggests that every time a baby boy is born, the definition of what it means to be male, the definition of masculinity, broadens just a little bit more. Because obviously no two men, no two women, no two humans are exactly alike. And yet we stubbornly seem to want to hold on as a society to very narrow ideas of what's feminine and what's masculine. And I think we're really doing ourselves a disservice when we stick to these narrow paradigms. And what this ultimately does for people that for men or boys that don't feel they fit in, is that they try and adapt. They try and squeeze themselves into the way the world is telling them to be a man. And we're the worst for it, because we end up with men who aren't embracing their authenticity, who aren't solid in who they are. And we end up with boys and then ultimately men who are disconnected to their inherent sense of who they are and what they have to offer. As I'm sure is not new for any of you listening, there's a suggestion that we are in a time where there's a crisis of masculinity. So I wanted to talk about this topic today to try and broaden a little bit the definition yet again of what it means to be a man, and to contribute a few thoughts I have along this line. Personally, I've never felt like I fit into traditional conceptualizations of what it means to be a man. I've always found it easier to connect and get along with women more naturally than men. I was never into playing with toy cars or watching Ninja Turtles, and yet I did love climbing trees and playing with Lego. So there were aspects of me that quote unquote fitted in and aspects which didn't. And despite not feeling I fitted in with the stereotype, I always felt fundamentally male. Masculine. I never felt confused about that fact, but I did feel confused about why, when I showed up in my natural authentic state, I wasn't accepted for who I am. The feedback I was given was that I'm a bit weird or a bit different or a bit odd. Now, from a Myers-Briggs personality perspective, I am an intuitive, and intuitives are statistically only about 1 in 4 people. 25% of the population. And so this does contribute to a feeling of being different, as it causes me to be interested in all sorts of topics, deeper, more abstract topics than, you know, the average person in society is maybe interested in. But what I've come to realize more and more is that for men who have a feeling function in their personality, once again talking about the Myers-Briggs personality system, men who have a feeling function, so that's an F in their personality, also tend to show up in unconventionally masculine ways and feel odd or different or weird. Because statistically, more men have thinking as a primary part of their personality rather than feeling. And for women, it's the opposite. Statistically, there are more feeler women than there are thinker women. And then in addition to this, as I'm sure you have well observed, society prefers or is more comfortable with women that show up in a feeling way, in an emotional way, orientated towards people a lot more than towards ideas and things. And for men, we're more comfortable, more accustomed to the man that is cognitive or, quite practical or quite hands-on, potentially stoic and unemotional, rather than having people's feelings and emotions on their radar. And let's just name it for what it is. This is crap. This is really, really crap. Because we all exist along a spectrum. There's plenty of women that are thinkers and can compete with the best of men in this realm. And there's also plenty of men that are feelers that can make phenomenally compassionate and caring parents and social workers, counselors, or even just artists. So whilst I do think it's pretty crappy that we have such a narrow idea of what it means to be a man, I do get it, because more men fit the stereotype than don't, just like more women fit the stereotype than do. And so we as a society have just got used to this. This is what we're used to seeing, and so we don't have a framework or a rubric for interpreting and understanding. Now, I do think there's a shift as well. I'm seeing more men that feel comfortable showing up with some feminine energy in a greater empathetic and caring and compassionate way. And I do feel that there's been a shift in this regard, and we're more accepting of this. Now, with that all said, I do want to go one layer deeper with this. Whilst I do think that men that are feelers generally struggle, there's another layer which I think, if present in a man's personality, within the Myers-Briggs system, there's an aspect to a few of the personalities which is nicknamed harmony or extroverted feeling. And this is a function that you find for anyone who has the letters F and J at the end of their four-letter personality. So for myself, as I think I've mentioned on a previous podcast, I'm INFJ. So I'm an introvert, I'm intuitive, I'm a feeler, and I'm a judger. When you see FJ on a person's personality, this instantly is an indication that they have this function that we call harmony. The technical name is extroverted feeling. And what extroverted feeling is all about is it's a function that's focused on the outer world. It's an extroverted function, and it's continuously keeping its finger on the pulse of the emotional climate. So it's very aware. People that have this are very aware of whether people are feeling happy or sad and all the other nuances of emotions that others might be feeling. Unlike introverted feeling, which is all about one's inner emotional world, extroverted feeling is focused on one's outer emotional world. And this, as you may have already guessed, is a function that we see statistically as much more common in women. In actual fact, the most common female Myers-Briggs personality type is ISFJ. And this is a type that obviously has extroverted feeling because of the FJ there. There's just not that many men that have FJ in their personality. And what I've observed is that for some of the men that have it, they kind of smuggle it away. They kind of hide it. It's not very obvious. Personally, for someone who has this as my second strongest part of my personality, when I'm hanging out with an exclusively male group of friends, I've observed that I'm much more aware of the emotional climate and what people's needs are and that kind of thing than others in general. So if we're out for a meal or getting some drinks, I'm quite conscious of, other people's commitments and their schedule and if someone's uncomfortable with the noise or the lighting and all these kinds of things. They're much more on my radar, I've realized, than other men. Now, this is something for a long time I just didn't understand, and I couldn't have consciously explained it to you. I kind of thought, oh, I'm just more soft, or I'm a bit more caring. There's something, I'm just being empathetic. And I would have really, really struggled to put it into words what was actually going on. I'm just a bit warmer or observant or conscientious of others or something like that. And of course, the flip side was I could think other men were cold or uncaring or whatever, and probably more expletive things depending on the situation. Of course, this is true. There's plenty of men that are just selfish or not thinking about others. But this isn't actually what I am talking about. I'm talking about friends of mine that I've hung out with and spent time with, not fundamentally uncaring people at all. So it's really insightful and eye-opening when I finally joined the dots together as to what was happening. I have harmony or extroverted feeling present in my personality, where most of my mates simply don't have that. They may have introverted feeling, or they may well have a thinking process in the place where I have my feeling process. So I wanted to touch on this particular subject today because of my larger general musings on people that show up in ways which is unconventional. Unconventional to the status quo or what society says that person should do or be. Unconventionally feminine women is another topic I plan to address down the track. But for today, I just wanted to talk about unconventionally masculine men and offer this hypothesis that many of the men, many of you might be listening today, that feel they don't fit in, that they're not understood, that they're oddly compassionate or sensitive or aware of others' emotions, I believe have extroverted feeling as part of their personality. They have a piece to them which is a personality trait that is more commonly found and therefore more commonly associated with what it means to be a woman, to be female. And yet, both men and women can have this trait. And I've seen some beautiful and inspiring expressions of extroverted feeling within some men that I know that's used in a way that feels very masculine, very male. So I really think we need to broaden our ideas of what it means to be a man. We need to allow men to show up in the way that's most authentic to them and be curious when we see this kind of expression of masculinity, rather than instantly leaping to judgments, instantly feeling there's something fundamentally wrong or broken about this person. Because there's not. Just because someone expresses their masculinity differently to yourself, differently to myself, it's not a bad thing. And I actually think it's a good thing. And with all this reflection on this, including my own experience of having unconventionally masculine traits and parts to me, I'm now offering coaching specifically for men that feel they don't fit in or they don't quite understand parts of their personality, parts of their psyche and their psychology. And maybe you identify with this. Like myself, you've naturally got along better with women, or your interests have been those that aren't considered very manly. I just cringe when I say this because it's so preposterous that the idea of a man doing ballet or enjoying poetry or even finding it quite easy to cry during a movie, that there would be any suggestion that this person's any less a man. So yeah, I'm really passionate about working with men in this regard, coaching men to better understand how their brain works and all the nuances of who they are and what they're interested in, to help men be able to move into a more authentic expression of what it means for them personally as an individual to quote-unquote be a man. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next time on the Convergently Speaking podcast.